I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. A long-awaited report on the siting of renewable energy projects says regional planning commissions should have a greater role in the regulatory process. The task force that wrote the report stopped short of recommending that municipalities should be allowed to reject large-scale solar projects. But as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, advocates calling for more local control say the fight is far from over.
The legislature created the Solar Siting Task Force last year, and Karen Horn sat on the 10-member task force panel. Horn is director of public policy and advocacy at the Vermont League of Cities and Towns. She says Vermont municipalities hope the report would go further and call for giving communities real leverage in deciding where solar projects are sited.
So from our perspective, this is a starting point, and everything that's recommended in here would be an improvement, but there's more that could be done as well.
The number of solar energy projects in Vermont rose sharply over the past few years, and there are now almost 5,000 solar arrays spread out across almost every town and city in the state. Horn says lawmakers need to listen to the rising call for more local control as they work on legislation to improve the regulatory process.
We're asking for the Public Service Board to be required to take into account and respond to the recommendations from local governments.
Public Service Commissioner Chris Recchia was chairman of the Solar Siting Task Force. He says it's important for the Public Service Board to have the final say over solar projects as the state tries to meet its goal of getting 90% of its energy from renewable resources before 2050.
For those that wanted a town veto, that's not in the public interest. We want towns to participate. We want them to tell us what they prefer and not prefer. But truthfully, I think everyone on the panel felt that, or almost everyone on the panel felt that, the state should retain the authority on that.
But Essex-Orleans Senator John Rogers, a member of the Natural Resources and Energy Committee, says more local control will not necessarily slow down solar developments.
I strongly disagree with the administration's position that this will stop renewable energy. I think it will, in the long run, make for better siting and maybe even more renewable energy getting put on the ground. If we don't address it, the backlash, I believe, continues to grow.
The Natural Resources and Energy Committee is working on a bill that lawmakers hope will improve the siting of renewable energy projects. Rogers wants renewable energy projects to be reviewed under the Act 250 Land Use Law, which gives municipalities more power to weigh in on the permitting. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.